Here's some Stoke FM news for Friday, April 21st, 2023. I'm Megan Dooling. The snow is melting fast now, but the owner of First Light Farms says the growing season is about 2 weeks behind. They expect it to start this week, but their fields are still covered in snow. And Jesse Johnson Hill is itching to dig in the soil.
I'm trying not to measure the snow every day right now because we're way behind.
Johnson Hill has wanted to farm for years, but it was the first COVID lockdown in the spring of 2020 that finally made her commit to a plot of land in the Big Eddy. That first year, she started an online crowdsource campaign. The money raised pays for food that she and her partner grow and give to the food bank. They've done it every year since. This year's campaign opened at the beginning of April.
Our goal is 10,000, but that's a lofty goal, and that's a lot of food to bring. So that would take some extra work, but we're planning on it, and we'll see how much we can raise.
The first year, they raised $3,000 or $4,000. In 2021, they raised $8,000, and last year was less at $4,000. So far, this year's campaign has just over $3,000. It's better for them to know early how much money they're going to raise so they can plan how much food to grow. Johnson Hill says it was nice the year they raised $8,000 because they were able to bring in loads of fresh vegetables to the food bank a few times a week.
We try not to just bring like delicate greens, although that's a real treat there, because most greens that come from the grocery store are quite old by the time they make it there. But we try to bring heavy stuff too. We have lots of potatoes and carrots. Maybe we'd bring 20 bunches of carrots and 20 bunches of beets and 40 pounds of potatoes or 40 bags of greens, you know, like some enough that the lineup of people outside can hopefully each grab something from the farm, if not something of each that we bring. We try to bring a good assortment, like lots of tomatoes and peppers when they're in season, and good variety.
The food bank is run by Community Connections. Because of COVID, use tripled in 2020, the year Johnson Hill started farming. That fall, the food bank and outreach programs expanded into the location on 2nd Street West. Melissa Hemphill manages the food programs at Community Connections. They include the community kitchen, the food recovery program, and the food bank. Getting fresh produce deliveries all summer from the Big Eddy is really quite spectacular, Hemphill says.
It's such a win-win program. Like, not only do the donations support food coming to the food bank, but they're also supporting young entrepreneurs that are getting started in our food system, producing beautiful food for us. And so it's a great kind of full circle of it all.
Donations are always helpful, but they're particularly helpful for the food bank now because, like many, it's struggling to make ends meet with the high cost of food.
Not only are those food prices affecting every household, but they're affecting the food bank as well. We have to pay more for food too, with a higher demand of clients and a decrease in donations because there's less left over to donate. But we also know that there's a lot of wealth in the community. And so we just hope that those who have some extra to give are generous in supporting the food bank and understanding that that it's situations that people can't often control that cause them to end up at the food bank. And so the support that our community members can provide is super helpful.
The number of people using the food bank each month continues to go up.
We're hovering around, you know, 800, almost up to 1,000 visits in March. And so while it does ebb and flow a little bit month to month, especially February looks great. It was a shorter month too. more and more families and households are struggling to meet their food needs and are relying on the food bank. So it continues to be a bad news story, unfortunately.
In March, members from 285 households came through the food bank doors at least once.
Yeah, it's a little bit tricky to compare to pre-pandemic numbers because the food bank was only open one day a week pre-pandemic, and now we're open three times a week. So it's not an A to B comparison there. But we know that pre-pandemic, we saw around 300 households per year. And in 2022, we saw over 700. So it's a really dramatic increase.
Hannah Whitney manages the food bank. She's seeing different demographics access food than before.
I think the story is different. Like, we're getting more people from all types of walks of life, you know, like people who are working full-time jobs and, you know, families supporting, more families than I think there were before. And then, you know, everybody who's on assisted incomes and stuff like that. So it's... there's no like one demographic of people who are attending right now.
Johnson Hill says at their farm, they started with high prices so they wouldn't have to raise them. But the cost of growing materials is going up, so they're considering increasing the price of their produce too.
So like feather meal or peat moss in the potting mix, like gypsum helps bring our calcium levels up. All those costs are climbing significantly.
Hemp Hill says they're trying to stretch their dollars as best as possible.
I think we're doing everything we can do always. It's very rarely a situation of surplus around here. And so we'll be continuing to study the problem as capacity allows, advocating for supports and funding, doing our own pieces around creative procurement and getting the best prices we can, and running the most effective events that we can for fundraising. And hoping to develop some relationships with new and existing donors to help them understand where we're at.
Johnson Hill is aware of the number of people using the food bank. Growing vegetables for them is a way to get their produce accessible to people who maybe wouldn't normally get to eat fresh, organic, local potatoes and carrots.
It's really fulfilling to drop it off and get so much appreciation for the food and make the tables look so much nicer and full of abundance. It really looks like a farmer's market in there when it's got lots of produce. And people are really psyched to get great food.
If you want to, and if you can donate, the GoFundMe campaign is up on First Light Farms' Facebook and Instagram pages. Or search First Light Farms GoFundMe to find it. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.